Greetings, fellow Wordlings, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave, seeking the truth and exposing the lies. I'm your host, Dave Smith. All right, let's get into it.
All right. So in this episode, we get into biological males or trans women in female sports. I did a report on the progression of women's sports, starting with Title IX. It goes back to the Boston Marathon and a woman suing the marathon to allow women to compete. So I think it's important that we protect women's spaces. Let me know what you think. Once again, I'm not discriminating against anybody. Hope you enjoy the episode.
When they're talking about this, like a lot of women, like all the women athletes are talking about this, right? And I think they have the biggest, most righteous voice because they're the ones that are being affected. What do you think, Art?
Yeah, I agreed. I just wanted to, if I understood Dave right there, like he insinuated, I feel like I don't watch, I'm not a huge sports junkie, but I do watch some sports, but I don't not watch women's sports because like, I despise, like, you know, he made it seem like you don't watch them because you hate them. It's not the person I don't hate. I mean, they don't have, they're not on the same caliber of like notoriety on the time, like Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football or whatever. Although you can argue, one place you can argue that they're on the kind of the same keel is the UFC, you know.
Yeah.
Which I do watch. I like watching some UFC and stuff, but I tell you what, I enjoy, like, I had a hard time at first, like watching like women, you know, beat shit out of each other, but they're very like, I could watch women UFC. Like I don't know why it's different. Maybe because, is it different because they have them on the same caliber as in the event. Right, there's not a separate event for women and men. It's, you know, you'll have men do their thing and a woman next. That, you know what I mean? So that's all. But yeah,
and I agree. Like I've watched like Ronda Rousey, she's a badass. I tried to watch it. I find it really difficult watching a woman get hit in the face.
Yeah,
and especially like as soon as a woman started bleeding, I was like, oh, I'm out. I can't do it. Not because I discriminate against the women. They're badasses. They would kick my ass in a second, but I don't like seeing a woman get beat up, even if it's another woman doing the beating. You know, I don't know why that is, but it's easier for me to watch a dude get the shit kicked out of them.
Right.
Right. I don't know what that is, but we got a message from Bree Talks. What's going on, girl?
What's going on? And another thing. What's going on, Ohio Art? What's up to listening party down in the basement? I believe that transgender women need to have their own sports. Absolutely. They don't need to be in sports with biological women. I don't agree that they need to be in sports.
I think she was leaving a part two to that right here.
I mean, at the end of the day, they have women's sports. They have men's sports. If you're biologically a man, play in the man's sport. If you choose to change your gender because for whatever reason, then they should have their own sports. That's it. Have your own sports. I don't see the problem with it. They have sports for people who are handicapped. So why not have sports for people who are transgender? Just saying. Anyways, love the topic, guys.
Thank you, Bree, and thank you for chiming in. It's been far too long. Haven't seen you around these stereo streets. Hope everything is well. But yeah, I mean, Art, I want to hear from you. But man, I mean, that's my opinion in a nutshell. Start the 100. Equivalent of the Special Olympics, right? You could have the Trans Olympics. And Doomer Dave was saying it's hard to determine who's this. No, it's not. It's your XY chromosomes or your X chromosomes. You don't have to be testing testosterone levels and all this and that. Keep it real simple. XY or XX. Super simple. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, and if you want to do the spelling bee, we could lump all them people in the same deal. Yeah.
Sure. If it's something where brawn or speed or lung capacity doesn't come into play to give you an advantage, absolutely. Yeah. But you know, just to prove that it's an unequal playing field, Do you see biological women crossing over into the NFL, into the NBA, into Major League Baseball?
Well, no. I mean, they have their own division, because why would they want to? I mean, let's be honest. Why would they want to be in that division and like B said, like get folded by the dude's all excited because he's the one usually always getting folded, but now he found someone he can fold. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right. But you're proving my argument, right? Like if it was completely equal and there was no biological advantage, you would see women crossing over into Major League Baseball because they want the bigger fan base. They want advertising revenue. They want, you know, sponsorships. But you don't see that. You don't ever see that. I can't think of one time.
Very true. Yeah, I missed. Yeah. I feel your point there. Yeah, 100%. That is a very good point. Why don't you see that? If they want to be on that same stage, well, here, it's already out here. It's a good point.
Right. So there has to be an advantage. Otherwise, it would go both ways, but it's not. It's only going to men competing in women's sports, biological men. I'm not trying to be, you know, discriminatory when I say that. We got a message from Coalition here.
The only thing I can surmise is that they came up with the concept of cis to denormalize it so that being straight is not the default. I can't think of another reason why you would do that.
That's a good point.
I would agree. I hadn't really thought about it, but I think that's a great argument because otherwise it doesn't make sense, right? Like,
right.
You know, it's like you're going to put a prefix in front of apple pie, right?
Right.
Like you only have to state that it's non-GMO apple pie if all of a sudden there's a bunch of GMO apple pie on the market, right?
Exactly.
Something like that. I don't know. Captain Mustachio.
It's not fair to women that were born women for somebody that was born a male to come and dominate their sport. I'm sorry, not sorry. Your body is built different. You're built to be stronger, faster, quicker. You're built, if you're born as a man, you're just built differently. You have more upper body strength. You don't bear children. Like, there's just differences. Like, and if you can't accept that, then sorry, not sorry. You got mental issues.
Yep. Well, and let's talk to the mental issue thing real quick. Once again, not discriminating against everybody, but I'm a realist, right? I'm studying for a degree in psychology. And like I said to Art at the beginning of the conversation, there's a DSM handbook, right? And it's, I forget what it is, but it basically lists all of the psychological abnormalities or quote unquote syndromes, right? And gender dysphoria used to be a syndrome. It used to be listed as that in the DSM-4. Now in the DSM-5, it's not. The only thing that's changed is, you know, the world going PC, right? But the fact is, I just did a research paper recently on puberty blockers, children, and gender dysphoria. And I got 100 out of a possible 100 points on it. And one of the factoids that I learned in doing my research for the paper is that children that present as gender dysphoric have up to six coexisting psychological comorbidities, meaning psychological issues. So that seems to be the elephant in the room that nobody's talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
Got new one from Bree Talks here.
And I don't like the word or the term cis woman. No. I'm a biological woman. I'm a woman. That's it. The only reason why there's a term that's called transgender women is because you were born biologically a man and now you're transitioning into being a woman. I was born a woman. You're transitioning into being a woman. That's why the title is trans woman. Yeah, that part. Anyways, I'm here. I'm listening. What's goody?
That part. Yeah, I completely agree. Without being discriminatory, I completely agree. Doomer day.
Well, I don't know who that gay man is. He didn't speak for all gay people. Neither do I, especially as a straight man. So I'm not acting like speak for all gay people. But neither does he. Just because he's gay and he's a token doesn't mean automatically his point's more valid. Pride Month, Stonewall has always been hypersexual. Like the whole term, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. It was never made about straight people's acceptance. It was for a month or a week for them to celebrate in their own community about their identity, be proud of who they are. Because honestly, just in my observation, it's still overwhelming in our society that it's bad being gay. Some of the most first insults men will give each other is call themselves faggots or effeminates, or you must like dick, you get fucked in the ass, suck my dick, all these homophobic, disrespectful comments, you know? So nah, but also I would say since it's always been for adults, stop bringing your kids. People don't bring their kids to every Mardi Gras event. They don't bring their kid to every freaking Irish event. Why this?
Well, that's a good point. There's a couple things to unpack there, Art, I think. One, it hasn't always been. You said it was hypersexualized, Doomer Dave, and it hasn't always been. It was about the Stonewall riots and about, you know, what happened in San Francisco with something very, very similar to the Stonewall riots, where cops went from gay bar to gay bar, bashing people in the head with their billy clubs, breaking windows, terrorizing all the gay clubs and bars, and beating people senseless. So it's to commemorate that and to stand out and to say, hey, we're here, we're queer, and we're not going anywhere. And we demand all the equal rights of everybody else because we're a part of society just like anybody else. We're Americans first and foremost. So that, I don't know when like having your dick hanging out became part of it, right? But now it is. Now it's hypersexualized. And people bring their kids. And I don't know what the hell is the matter with somebody bringing their kids to something like that. But you know, Mardi Gras is a great example. Like, you wouldn't bring your kid to Mardi Gras because there's a bunch of tits hanging out. And I don't know what that's all about, but it was a good analogy.
That worked. No, I agree with that 100%. The only thing I want to add to that about the hypersexualization. So I can't just put all that on that community, because that's across the board. Let's be honest. That's across the board, just how society has been going from what's on TV now as to what was on TV 20, 25 years ago. Now does that community seem to turn it up to 11? Yeah, probably. Right. But that's also across the board. That's on with straight people, whatever, any other kind of people too, a thing also.
So I looked up cisgender here, and on Wikipedia, often shortened to cis, sometimes means cissexual, is a term used to describe a person whose gender identity corresponds to their sex assigned at birth. The word cisgender is an antonym of transgender. The prefix cis is Latin and means on this side of. On this side of what? The term cisgender was coined in 1994 and entered into the dictionaries starting in 2015 as a result of changes in social discourse about gender. The term has been and continues to be controversial and subject to critique.
Huh.
We got a message from Doomer Dave.
But yeah, it's very picking and choosing my ending point. Because again, it's selective hearing and very selective things people choose to get offended about. Because it's like, nobody compares about the woman pulling our titties out at the Mardi Gras parade when I was 6 years old. Nobody fucking arrested her. Nobody did that at Cinco de Mayo. There's people twerking and showing their ass at every single major festival and freaking parade. Nobody says shit, but it's a problem when the gay person do it. That's fucking cap. There's literally a calendar throughout the year in each city and Lee tells you if it's family friendly or adults only. You should be ridiculing the parents. Why are you bringing your kid to an adult parade?
Exactly. Why are you bringing your children to an adult parade? Well, also like 4th of July, you don't see people twerking and this and that. I mean, there's a lot of festivals and parades where you don't see people twerking. Cinco de Mayo, it does tend to happen. What is that? There's also a Brazilian festival that's now celebrated in Latin communities. Huh. That one too. I think there's only a handful, three or four, where it is like, oh yeah, you're going to see some scantily clad people. and sexuality is kind of a part of it. But for the most part, a community parade isn't. But I agree, it's the parents' responsibility. Like, what the hell are you doing exposing your kids to that at such an early age?
Agreed.
Yep. Got Coalition coming in hot.
Yeah, Doomer Dave, that's a weak argument, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. That is a weak-ass argument that people don't care about female sports, so you shouldn't have an opinion. I mean, there are plenty of things that you don't have an opinion on until you're informed of some new development. I'm sure you don't give a fuck about what's going on a particular road or highway, but they inform you they're going to be doing something with it. You're going to have an opinion about it, right? That's crazy. The information was brought to you. You developed an opinion, and you have an opinion, and you're speaking on it. You can't physically stop anybody from doing anything for the most part. But yeah, what are you talking about?
That's a great point. I've never been accused of not having an opinion. The Mademoiselle.
Mine too is not a big sports thing. I'm a track and field baby. I took track and field, and I only started playing football at the age of 31 for bond with my brother. So I am 48 today. I played 16 plus years of football, almost 130 games of football, and I have played. I probably stepped on the field out of the 132 games, probably 30 games that I played against a transgender, and it's a big difference. You know, you like, there's three things that I, as Black Nasty, that I strive on: being big, fast, and strong. And sometimes, you know, I dominate on those fields all the time, but I'm always gonna find somebody that's gonna be a tad little stronger than me, and I don't understand why. So when you put the helmet on, we all look the same. And it's.
That's a great point. Yep. Coalition.
Some schools are merging kennels and daycares. Like, I don't have to have children or like animals to have an opinion that that's a horrible idea and somebody's finna get hurt.
Wow, that's wild. I haven't heard of that. It doesn't blow my mind, though.
No, it doesn't.
The Mademoiselle.
And I'll tell you another thing. Go on YouTube. One of my teammates that I play for in California, her name is Destiny. She went against a transgender in basketball. No, baseball, boxing. And that's another sport that I question that I don't think. I think boxing, football, and track and field is a totally different advantage. Technically speaking, you guys are stronger than us. Men is technically stronger, faster, and bigger than us. Because there's no way, like if you think about it, do you think a transgender man can go to NFL and try for a team? Because most of the guys on NFL are real big. They're like, I don't know. Anybody ever thought about that? Can a transgender man try out for the NFL to play football? That's my question.
Interesting. And also, too, you know, one thing I was going to bring up here a little bit ago was, and I don't know the statistics on it, Dave, is why don't you see the transitioning as much the other way? With women wanting to be men, I know that's you know, it's not happening, but isn't that way, way less?
It seems like it. It does seem like, I forget, in my research paper, I stumbled upon something that alluded to that, but I don't remember what it was. Gotcha. But if you want to hit a couple messages, I'll look that up real quick.
I gotcha. Here's Scorpio.
Shout out to the panel. Another thing with Dave in Ohio. R, what's up, bro? When I seen Ronda Rousey in WWE, this bitch, she got horrible mic skills in WWE. Like, the WWE superstars, they can cut better promos than her. But she's a good fighter, but she's horrible on the mic. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah, she can't. Yeah, she does. She's no Macho Man Randy Savage, that's for sure. She can't cut. She can't cut a good. She can't cut a good script there to save her life. But she does draw. You know, she does have a following, and everything. And you can't you know, the business side of me, like, I can't fault her for what she's doing there 100%. I mean, and she's not getting I know they have a hell of a schedule and it's still really hard on them, but you know, at least she's not getting beat up as much as she was there. But yeah, I get a couple more messages here, Dave. Here's Bree Talks.
I mean, and let's be honest, I love women. I think we can do anything a man can do, if not better. However, our bodies, our biological bodies, are built different. You can have a man that's 5'6", 160 pounds, and a woman that's 5'6", 160 pounds, and their bodies are going to be different. Men's bodies are created for muscle. They are able to make muscle faster than women. They were meant to do more tedious things, more physical activities. Women were created to bear children. Therefore, we have the tendency to hold on to fat more because our bodies were created to bear children. So, biologically, we were made different because we have different roles.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. You want another message, or you tell me?
Yeah, one more.
All right, here we go.
One more. All
right, here's Be Nasty. And Be Nasty, I appreciate you sharing. You know, it's nice hearing from someone that's like really in it. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your stories. Here she is.
Absolutely.
But as you're saying, that's why we have a league of our own. You remember League of Our Own? The baseball, when they went to the war, they made a league of their own. Baseball, women baseball players, football. The reason why I'm playing football, because I was like, yeah, I didn't think I can play football because I was a track and field baby. So from track and field, I took track and field and jiu-jitsu and I put it on the football field, and I was like, I didn't know I was good. I hated football. So imagine, I just started liking football at the age of 31. I'm 48 now. The only reason why I like football is because I played team. I don't even have a favorite team. My favorite team is the team that I play for. I'll go hard for you, win or lose. But sometimes I just got to pick up and go someplace else and see try something different. I just want to be able to enjoy football as a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this article is not saying why, but it's saying that there is considerably more male to female transitions than female to male transitions. There's a consistently greater prevalence of trans women, MTF, than trans men, FTM. Gotcha. But they do not say why it is.
You would almost think it would be kind of the other way, seeing how like men have it so easy, you know what I mean? As in that argument, it was just some satire. You know, we can pee outside and do all that good stuff. But that's interesting.
Well, and I wonder, like, because you remember Alex Jones? They're making the frogs gay,
right?
with atrazine in the water, right? Which literally does reduce male hormones. So I wonder if there's something to be said about that, about food, things in our food, in our water, reducing the testosterone level that's contributing to this. I have no idea. It's just a question.
That's interesting. I mean, they say fluoride's kind of the same deal, affects kind of the same deal too. That's interesting. Yeah. Nice.
Right.
Some frog
Got
stuff there.
Bree Talks.
At the end of the day, sorry, my finger slipped. At the end of the day, men are more muscular than women. Pound for pound, they have more muscle than women. And they're capable of creating muscle a hell of a lot faster than women. Women's bodies were created to hold on to fat cells because it helps us when we're pregnant. I'm just saying. So, yeah. That's how I feel. I said what I said, and I'm sticking to it.
Amen, girl. We got Melanated Vixen in the house. What's going on, girl? Let us know what you think.
See, the thing is, you know, like, I have love for everyone. I really don't care. Do your thing. Whatever it is, as long as it's not hurting anybody, do your thing. I don't have a problem. But the problem is, for me, is when you come stepping on somebody else's territory and then trying to take over on somebody's territory. See, what they don't understand is we've been fighting for rights to play in the Olympics since 1924. So here you come just waltzing in and taking the top slots of all the women's events. What? No. I would have more respect if you went to the commissioner and said, hey, look, we want our own transgender league. We want a male, transgender male league. We want a transgender women league. I would have been down for that. I probably even would have voted for that. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would too. I think Art said he was down with that too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. I agree with that 100%.
Here's a quote from the Pesticide Action Network of North America. Atrazine is an endocrine disruptor. Endocrine, your endocrine system is the system responsible for the production and maintenance of hormonal levels. This means that a micro dose can have a large irreversible effect that we are just beginning to understand. New studies link low-level exposure to birth defects, delayed puberty, and infertility, all of which are on the rise.
They're making the frogs gay! We can't reproduce anymore!
Yeah, Vin P. Tran, line 5.
I have to ask, can there be a discussion about trans issues without heightened emotionality on one side or the other? Because when I go on the YouTubes and the social spaces, when there's a debate, it gets very heated, at least on one side usually.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then some people will say you don't even have a right to comment. Other people will say you're being phobic. Like, yeah, it's interesting. Like how the conversation can be blocked. There can be roadblocks thrown in to derail just having a conversation about something, right?
Right. It'll usually go personal. That's when it goes off the rails. When they stop talking about, you know, just things that need to be talked about. And also too, people have to remember when you're talking about, especially, you know, certain subjects, there's a difference between opinion and facts. And sometimes it's easy to get lost in that. Right. To me, when it starts getting personal, that's when I'm like, oh, well, shit, this is going pretty good. But now this conversation is over, you know, I mean, that's what I don't understand. But yeah, I agree with you, Vin. And not only about this topic, but about so many other topics. You know, people need to be okay with hearing other people's side as long as it's respectful. You know, and we can all at the end of the chat, we should all wish everyone well and do our own thing.
I agree. You want to hit the next few messages there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Here's Spooky.
I mean, you want to see some breasticles hanging out, go to Daytona Beach during bike week. It is crazy the amount of cleavage that's just exposed. But yeah, that's just, I get what you're saying. You don't take your child to bike week. Yeah, but the county fair, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
All right. right, that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. And remember, if you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm putting down, please spread it around with friends and on social media. Reviews on Spotify Podcasts and Apple Podcasts are greatly appreciated. All right, until next time.